count really quickly. Oh, like
you're on.
Okay. Call the meeting to.
Excuse me.
Cut the noise down there. I had to put her in her place. tough today. All right. We had the approval of the October 6th and October 14th. October 6th and October 21st minutes circulating, so I'll circulate them. Has everyone had a chance to look at them online? Mm-hmm. Any additions, deletions, or corrections? Okay, then I'll entertain a motion to approve the meetings of the 6th.
So moved.
Okay, Mary Beth, second. Don, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, I'll pass them around. And also the approval of October 21st minutes. Motion to approve. I'll tell you a minute. Yes, you are.
Oh, okay. I'll second it.
Don and Mary Beth, other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
Okay.
Yes, there's one. Thank you. Resolutions. We have Resolution 402, approving Ulster County's 2015 Stop DWI Program Plan and authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute all intermunicipal agreements required under the plan. Ulster County Probation, Stop the DWI. How's probation feel about this Stop the DWI thing?
Very excited.
Speechless even, maybe? Possibly? Don't you just love it when you feel the enthusiasm and so even if our numbers are down in the jail? And anyway.
Did we move it?
Move it.
Move for discussion.
Second?
Second.
Don? Okay, discussion?
Can you just explain the numbers to me?
Sure.
So we're paying out, but then we get back and we get back more?
What these are our anticipated expenses, and this is actually what we're anticipating would be the revenues. All of our money comes from the fines that are collected for SWI, so it's difficult to know, you know, how many convictions and how many people are actually going to pay the fines that they've been convicted of.
Okay.
So we base it basically upon what our past performance has been, and that's
okay.
But it's, at the end of the day, it's a zero cost to the county.
It's zero cost.
Other discussion? None? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Pass that along. Resolution.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
409, appointing member of the Ulster County Fire Advisory Board.
So
and
moved.
That is Fred, second.
One second.
Okay. Discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Sorry, I'm being annoying. If I
would have
just bring it
home. Okay, sheriff's report. Oh, you have it attached?
Yeah, it's self-explanatory. The only thing that's missing is if you look at the telephone revenue and go to the right, there's a blank in there. For some reason, the computer program couldn't put a number in there. The number should be 631. We were 631 shy.
Okay.
But we're right on target.
Which one is this now?
The October telephone revenue.
Oh, okay.
We budgeted 18,651 for every month. This month we only had 18,020, so we were 631 shy.
Okay.
But we're still right on target to go over probably what our budgeted revenue was.
So we're
right here.
So
we're 631.
This much.
All the other numbers are
okay.
Right.
Huh.
It's just 631.
It's good and in ballpark if it's not.
Yeah, we're good. But for some reason, I tried for a half hour and I gave up.
Half hour?
To get it. It wouldn't take it. The Excel program.
That's why they didn't bar some of the windows where I worked, because otherwise the computer would have gone out the window.
I was going to ask one of the girls who know how to do things, but I was too embarrassed.
I was
so I did
it's not. Probably, there was probably something in that field and needed to get changed to it at the dollar amount.
But other than that, everything is right on target. We're well over on our board in revenues. And contrary to everybody's opinion for the 2015 budget, if I say we're going to make $775, we're going to make $775.
Okay.
So I know that the people that are reviewing the budget that they hired said we're not, but we are.
Cool.
May I?
Yes, ma'am.
They were mentioning that they were told that there was already a deal to ship Bordens to Albany?
They ship Bordens to Albany now.
Okay.
I mean, they're shipping out 250 a day.
Mm-hmm.
We get 50 or 60,
mm-hmm.
so the rest of them pretty much go to Albany, but that's not going to happen once they build 200 beds. Out of 200, they're going to keep 190, so it's still going to leave 50 or 60. They're not going to board them to Albany. I don't know why they're thinking that. They haven't talked to me about it. But if I say we're going to make 775, we're going to make it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not that Albany cut them a deal to take the remaining.
They couldn't
offset.
Cut them a deal that would make it any better than the deal
years.
That we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm stay.
Can we get you to sign?
Stay Kathy's reputation out of this. I don't make a Kathy's out of here. No, if I say it, we're going to.
No, I believe you. I'm just saying that's what came up in the budget meeting.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. So. Other than that, that's everything else here is self-explanatory.
All right. Under old business, we have the false alarm proposed local law discussion continuation.
I actually did not do much on this since our last meeting, so I would ask to table it. Obviously, there's other things that were going on, so I didn't do much on it.
Just
enough. Okay. All right. I believe in it, and it's on my agenda for the next 4 years to get this accomplished.
Well, let me
and if you want to get rid of me, you got to accomplish
no,
it.
But,
years.
But
you're running unopposed?
I am.
Suppose
that's why I said
yourself,
in the next
that's
year.
A lot of writing.
one thing I would like to explain to you, we have another thing that's going to come up. I spoke with a person in law enforcement, and from where we have been to where we can be, it's been substantial. Just a fresh view and a fresh conversation on the other thing. On this one, you know how I feel about certain things.
You're talking about this?
The
antique
yeah,
dealer
that's,
thing,
we had a good conversation about it, and I'm hoping to have more.
Good.
On this one, the alarm stuff, I think the goal is fine. How to get there.
I agree with you.
So,
and I didn't put any time into
right.
it.
But we can do that,
meeting.
Too. In other words, I have a feeling the log jam has maybe done that, and I think there's ways that we can get to the end place where we need to be, and that's really the goal.
I agree.
So.
Also, a reminder, we're going to have a meeting on the 12th at 6, right after the public hearing for the leash law, so that we will then adopt that proposed local law.
So the 12th is
the
Wednesday. And
the caucus is at 5:30.
Caucus is at, okay.
Okay, so.
But I thought budget is from 1 to 6. Those are the two half days, the 12th and the 13th. I thought it was 1 to 6, unless I have the times wrong.
Well, either way, after the public hearing, we'll have a quick meeting. I think
okay.
it should be.
So we have caucus, a public hearing, and then a meeting.
Maybe you guys are until 5:30.
Yes, because then. Based on nothing with the public hearing, we can go ahead and we can prove that will help move it along.
But we're still.
I also, I had mentioned under new business a discussion concerning the policy of ID checks at DSS. I have been advised by our legal team, legal people, that that whole process is under review at this point in time, and we're going to leave it at that.
Can I ask who's reviewing it?
Several attorneys.
IMB is.
So, you're
okay.
County attorney is I am.
We're not
should I be involved
it.
In that review or no?
Weigh in at all?
No, we're not going to discuss it right now. We're going to let the legal
so
people look at it.
We received a letter. We received a letter from the ACLU.
Yeah.
I think it would be better to not comment publicly until everybody has their ducks in a row and has done all their legal research, spoken to be within the past few hours.
Okay.
So
when
fine.
Do we expect? When would the legislature get an update? Because I mean
tomorrow.
Okay.
Would I get that update before the legislature?
No. Not before.
How are you going to do
it? They're my client.
How are you going to do it?
Well, I am. Oh, I see what you mean. Okay. I'm B's client, though.
Yeah, good luck with that. Okay, so that's a fill-in then tomorrow. The last thing that I have is based on some of the concerns that everybody had with the CMC, the correctional medical folks. I do know that there is now an overseer, if you will, or whatever.
Yep.
So what I'm going to do is and I know you folks from the jail have gotten direction on working with them and setting time aside and so on and so forth. So what I'm going to ask is, what I will do is quarterly. I will have that on our agenda, but I would also ask, and you're real good, you know, you're here at every meeting, but if monthly, you can give us an update, but quarterly, I want to, I'll make sure it's an agenda item.
So, and I agree with that, and but all I would need to know is, what do you want to know monthly? So if you can give me specifics, that way Ellen Kirkpatrick, who runs it,
okay,
could give me those answers every month.
I'll speak for myself.
And we do have a quarterly review, so if somebody from the Criminal Justice or the Public Safety Committee wants to come to our quarterly medical review,
okay,
we do it. We do it quarterly.
Yeah, I might start doing that. I know,
and it's early.
In reading the lawsuit that went through with the other two counties.
Thanks, Kev.
Yeah, I'll talk to you.
You know, some of the information that came up was, you know, about the suicides, yeah, and improper medical care like that, and I just going from a Department of Corrections standpoint, when I worked there, you know, we looked at, you know, grievances, concerns.
Sorry, I'm listening.
Those types of things, so that if that type of activity comes up, if you can make us aware, you know, previously I don't think we had any anything that really came up through our inmate population, but if things come up, let us know. But then quarterly.
Okay.
And then I'll start going to those quarterly meetings, but then you know, we'll report back from those quarterly meetings to this committee based on it, and that'll cover us quarterly so that everybody's up to speed.
Right, and if you just let me know what you want in the monthly reports, I don't know what to say.
And I don't know. I don't know yet.
I could come here every month and say, geez, we didn't have any suicides.
Yeah.
But if you want to know anything else, I just need to know.
Okay, and I don't know if we know that yet, but when is your first quarterly meeting?
Well, we already had it for the end of the year now, so probably not till March, I guess. But I'll find out tomorrow.
All right, I'll start coming to that.
And we do, they give us a year-end report, so I'll give that to you.
Please.
You know, in January.
Okay.
And there was one other thing on CMC. we already answered, we hadn't mailed our answer yet, but the COC gave us a guideline of what they wanted us to do to cooperate with the,
right. Well,
we're giving them like open door policy.
Yeah.
Come and do whatever you want to do. we'll have that answer, and I'll give you a copy of that when we mail it.
Okay, great, thank you. James, you had a question?
I was curious, the overseer, whatever it is, it's assigned by the state attorney general?
Yes.
To just
they already picked the company. I don't know off the top of my head what it is, but when they told us, we had a conference call a few weeks ago, when they told us who that company was, I researched them, I emailed them and said, hey, do you have any expertise in looking over correctional medical care? And they sort of danced around it, but I think they're legitimate.
Yeah.
They answered me right away.
So is this like a, questions here, is this a guy that's going to be like physically in the jail, just kind of sifting through records?
Every once in a while, they're not going to be there all day, every day, because they're going to have the other correctional facilities that CMC does also.
Oh, so they hired one guy to do all the rest?
You know,
of the
I don't jails? Know that. Okay. Nobody knows that. We just know the company.
Okay. So is this guy going to be in contact with you, or is
yes.
it basically with the AG?
No, he'll be, well, the AGA or AG's office is who hired him, although
yeah.
CMC has to pay for it.
Yeah, I saw that.
But he reports to, or he or she reports to the Attorney General's office.
Did he give you an idea of what he's looking at or what he's looking for?
I haven't heard yet. Okay. We just know it's going to happen, and they'll be looking over all the facilities for 3 years.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Sure.
Thank you.
Anything else? I would just remind everybody, tomorrow is Election Day. Thank God. Everything's going well.
Well, mine went away over the weekend because the wind just blew them all
did
away.
Did they?
That was
okay.
A big wind.
That wind was horrible.
Just remind everybody to vote if they're so inclined. And remember, if you don't vote, you can't complain. If there's nothing else,
motion to adjourn.
Yeah, no, I was thinking whether I had anything else, and no, we don't. Other than when Melody was here. The accident we had in Worthing the other night, that was somebody who had been to the impact panel on Monday.
Oh.
And then disconnected his, the device that you have to have, and had a terrible accident.
I got to ask you a question.
Okay. Motion to adjourn then.
Second, Don. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you all.
to be here next month, James. First time I was-